Death on a Silver Platter by Ellen Hart. Pearl's Notebook, March 29, 1972. I couldn't write a single word after it happened. That was 2 weeks ago. Even now my hand is shaking. God forgive me, I should have seen the disaster coming, should have acted to prevent it, but I didn't put it all together until it was too late. It's not my fault. But if it's not, why do I feel so guilty? I arrived at the party all decked out in my new blue evening gown, my husband and daughter by my side. I came for Carl's sake, to honor a man I'd loved and admired since I was 16 years old. I thought we'd all have a good time. Instead, the celebration became a turning point, one of those rare moments in life when a small action might have changed everything, spun the world in a different direction. But I was afraid of my feelings, of putting my needs above others. I wasn't raised like that, to put my feelings before my responsibilities, so I kept my thoughts to myself, tucked my emotions deep inside, and, like watching a ball roll out of my open hand, I let the tragedy occur.